Mini episode 611 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Royalty Tours USA, your ultimate resource to traveling in style to attend sporting events. Follow them on the web at royaltytours.blogspot.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 611 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 12th season covering the NFL. This is your week 4 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys, you leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are four quarterbacks: Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady. There are nine running backs: Jamal Charles, Eddie Lacy, C.J. Anderson, Matt Forte, Marshawn Lynch, Jeremy Hill, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell, and DeMarco Murray. There are eight wide receivers: Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, Megatron, Demaryius Thomas, Dez Bryant, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, and A.J. Green. There are two tight ends: Rob Gronkowski and Jimmy Graham. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
I'm telling you, she is a real ball buster.
A real ice queen.
I just burned my tongue.
The only way to bag a classy lady is to give her two tickets to the gun show. And see if she likes the goods.
I'm just gonna grab this shirt if you don't mind. Just watch out for the guns. They'll get you.
You are pathetic.
Wait a minute! I'm offended! I have very little time to get to the gym, so I have to scope my guns at the office.
Oh, stop calling your arms guns.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. New England and Tennessee are on the bye this week. We like nine QBs this week: Blake Bortles, Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, Tyrod Taylor, and Russell Wilson. We like 13 running backs: Giovanni Bernard, Isaiah Crowell, Melvin Gordon, Frank Gore, Carlos Hyde, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, Chris Johnson, Ryan Matthews, Latavius Murray, Joseph Randall, Carlos Williams, and Danny Woodhead. We like 20 wide receivers: Keenan Allen, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Mike Evans, Larry Fitzgerald, T.Y. Hilton, DeAndre Hopkins, James Jones, Steve Johnson, Marvin Jones, Jarvis Landry, Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, Rashard Matthews, Emmanuel Sanders, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Golden Tate, Roddy White, and Terrence Williams. We like eight tight ends: Martellus Bennett, Owen Daniels, Larry Donnell, Tyler Eifert, Travis Kelce, Greg Olson, Jordan Reed, and Jason Witten. There's one team that we have labeled as all out, St. Louis, meaning that we don't like any of their players. We have Cincinnati as all in, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies. Every week, we also recommend five of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Philip Rivers, Mark Ingram, Amari Cooper, James Jones, and Tyler Eifert. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Chip Carey, Jim Peterick, Lex Luger, and Nikita Koloff from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, all Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.